Sing Hymn 24. This session and next session, we are going to finish the first book of Timothy. And therefore, we have to move on very fast. When we view the chapter 2, chapter 2, we talk about the prayers should contain four things. The first one is a supplication. Okay. And a supplication refers to the prayer focused on special needs, deep and intense needs. Okay. Now, second, prayer. Okay, this refers to we have to set a time, set aside a time to pray. Okay. Then intercession. Intercession, we pray for other people, okay, for other people's behalf. Then fourth one, the last one, also contain thanksgiving. Okay. And it means we thank God for hearing and answering, okay, for everything he has done for us. No matter anything happened to us, we have to give thanks to God. So containing four things. The first one, supplication. Second, prayer. Third, intercession. Then four, thanksgiving. And why we pray for the rulers? Because we will enjoy peace and joy, and God may give them the heart of repentance and through our prayers. And this is good and acceptable in the sight of God. And last one, this is the will of God. Okay, this is talking about we have to pray for the rulers. Then next one, we'll talk about God needs men to pray and needs women to be submissive. Okay. Because God created men first. So the man is the head of the wife. Man is the head of the wife in a spiritual sense. He should be spiritual leader, or a spiritual leader. Then when God created a woman, God wants woman to be helper of her husband. So his position is helper. Okay, therefore, he needs to be submissive. Okay. So one is a head, and another one is a helper. Okay. Then helper needs to be submissive to her husband. And this is in order. Okay. When God creates the whole universe in order, and some woman raise questions, why my husband is the head of the household? Why he be head of me? No answer. This is God's command. Okay, this is God's will, because he wants to be a spiritual leader. And God used the relationship between husband and wife to teach the relationship between Christ and church. Okay, so let's turn to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. Okay, verse 22 through 24. Now, sisters, read all together. Sisters. Okay, 5 and 22, aloud. Sisters. 1, 2, 3, go. Okay, brother, 24, aloud. 1, 2, 3, go. 25. Okay, so Paul in Ephesus, because Paul left Timothy at Ephesus. Okay. So now Paul also wrote a letter to Ephesians. Yeah. And then now, Paul tells us, as wife, submit to your husband, and as husband, love your wife. Okay. Then 31. 31 and 32 and 33, all together. 31, 1, 2, 3, go. 32, 33. Okay, so when we talk about the relationship between husband and wife, actually, God wants to use this relationship to teach us the mystery of husband and wife, the mystery of Christ and the church. Okay, so this is the most important thing God wants to give us a lesson. Then we go back to Timothy, 1 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 1. This is a faithful saying, if a man desires the position of a bishop, same as elder, okay, in our church. So if a man desires the position of a bishop, of elder, he desires a good work. And then Paul taught Timothy the qualification of bishop and deacons. Okay. How many of you desire a position of bishop? Raise your hand. No? So we should skip, right? Because nobody wants to desire the position of a bishop. So we don't have to talk about this subject until one day you desire to be a bishop. Okay. Actually, this spiritual chapter is good for everybody, not just for those who desire a position of a bishop or elders or deacons. Actually, it's good for everybody here. So let's continue verse 3 and verse 2. A bishop, there must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, good behavior, hospitable, able to teach. Okay. Today, we might think every husband is one, only has one wife. Why the Bible mentioned about the husband of one wife? Because in the ancient time, a husband could own many wives, okay, not just one. So today, for us, we understand that this is normal, one husband and one wife. Then verse 3, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous, for one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. 5, for if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? Then 6, not a novice, lest being puffed up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation as the devil. 7, moreover, he must have a good testimony among those who are outside, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Okay, so here we can see four different qualifications required from anyone desires the position of a bishop. Okay. The first one is a personal qualification, personal, because you have to hold some spiritual character. Okay. Then a second, a family qualification, family, like 4 and 5, verse 4, okay, manage your own household. And a third, spiritual qualification, okay, in verse 6. Okay. That's why the newly baptized better not serve a council member, okay, because just new. According to the Bible, okay, they might be puffed up with pride, then he will fall into the snare of devil. Then the last one is community qualification, because he must be a good reputation, either both inside and outside. Okay, so four qualification he have to meet. Okay. Now we talk about the family qualification. Verse 4, one who knew his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence, If a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? So how to manage your own household? It's easy. Just go to a bookstore, then buy a book, pick up any book from shelf, and then bring home and then read from the book. The chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, and so on. But actually, how to manage our own house? The responsibility of managing the household is fall upon on your parents. It's not your job, right? Your parents. And your parents have to manage their own household. But how to manage household? They have to make sure this household have the peace of Christ, have the joy of Christ, have the power of Christ, have the testimony of Christ. Okay? But how to perform, how to fulfill this goal? This is our goal. Right? Our family need the peace. Our family need the joy. Our family need power, need testimony. And who can help your fathers? Who can help your mother to manage his own household? Who? Pastor? Council member? Book? Outside book, not Bible. Who can help? Who can help your father to manage your own household? Any answer? Mom? Everything you can, associate with mom. Too heavy burden for mom. So yourself. Verse 4. One who does his own house well, having his children in submission with all respect. His children in submission. So you have to submit. You have to obey your parents. You have to respect your parents. So when you go back your house after this NYTS, then you have to respect your parents. You have to honor your parents. Therefore, you can help your parents to build up a Christian household, manage his own household. Okay. sometimes we have a generation gap. Do you have a generation gap in your household? Raise your hand. Generation gap. Okay, almost everybody. Okay. Me and my mother are 90 years old. I am 50, so almost half. My mother 90 and I'm only 50, so almost 40 years apart. So we have a large gap, right? But whatever my mom said, I just follow, because I want to please my mom. My mom is uneducated. How much he knew? He never know. Like right now, we have a terrorist, right? Terrorist. Everybody knows terrorist. That's a term. For my mom, he never know who is terrorist, who is Bin Laden, who is Saddam Hussein. He never knew. But he still live well, good. He has wisdom, she has wisdom from Bible, from the Word of God. So our parents has wisdom, our parents has the God of, have the Word of God. Okay, so we have to follow. So how to help your father, your mother manage his own household? Okay, now let's turn to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Okay, and verse 2. Read all together, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. Okay. You want to have the long span of your life, then, according to the Bible, you have to obey your parents. And honor your parents. So if you are wise, then you have to please your parents, okay, in the Lord. Please your parents in the Lord. Okay. So we obey our parents in the Lord and honor our father and mother. Okay, this is so important. So when you go back from MITS, you have to help your mom cook. Not just sit in the dining table, waiting for your mom serve you. No, you got to help. And after dinner, after lunch, wash dish, right? Wash dish. And help your mom laundry, laundry job. Yeah. And what else you can help your father and mother think about, okay? Then go back to Timothy. Chapter 3, verse 14. Okay. These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. 15. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. Okay. This is related to the house of your family, okay, your household. The reason Paul wrote a letter to Timothy to teach him how to conduct himself in the house of God. Where is the house of God? Bone Park here, right? You are in the house of God. But actually, where is your house of God? At your home. Your home. Your home, your house is the house of God. How many members are there in your home? Five, please raise your hand. If you have five members in your house, raise your hand, five. Okay, praised. You are so good. Yeah. God bless you. How about four? Okay, three. Okay, two. Oh, okay, one. Okay. You have two, right? If you have two, it's okay. If you have one, then you can find another partner. Okay. Either little on from sister, right? Okay. If you reach the marriage age, then from sister. Otherwise, looking for some brothers, okay, join you. Because in the Bible tells us, if you have two or three gathered together in my name, then I will be with you. Right? God is here with us. Then we say, this is the house of God. How come you home? Because God's here. Okay. Pastor George just give us a testimony, not a session. God is here. He is here. So we call this is the house of God. Then your home, you have two, you have three, you have four, five, six members in your household. If you get it together in the name of Christ, then God will be with you. Okay, pray together, read the Bible together, then your home will be the house of God. Your home will be a church. Okay, so God will bless you. God will be with you, whatever you do. Okay, God will prosper. And which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. So how to manage your own household? You are 19, you are 20 years old, you are 25 years old. Majority of you not get married yet, but one day you will get married, okay? So you have to manage your house. And how to manage your house? Okay, let's turn to Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 7. Chapter 3, I'm sorry. Chapter 3, verse 7. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 7. Read it all together. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, If you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my command, then you shall also judge my house, and likewise have charge of my courts. I will give you place to walk among those who stand here. Okay. The Bible tells us, if we walk in God's ways and keep God's command, then we have authority to judge God's house. We can manage God's house and judge God's court. Okay. So how to learn to manage your household and the house of God from the word of God? Okay. So we have to read the Bible. Many new couples, they went to bookstore to buy some book for new married couples. Okay. Like how to love each other, and then how to build up our family, how to raise our children. Okay. It's good. But most importantly, it is recorded in where? What's this? No word here. No wonder you didn't know what's this. And this is Chinese too. You cannot read Chinese. This is Bible. Okay. But let me give you this one. Is it big enough for you? What's this? Holy Bible. Okay, Holy Bible. So if you have any questions, if you have any problems in your household, go back Bible. Okay. So one day, if you talk to your mom, "Mom, I need a suit. Okay, I need a suit." And your mom said, "You have a lot of suit. You have a lot of clothing in the closet already. Okay, you don't need." Okay, and he said, "Mom, see, coupon, special price, coupon, 30% off, 30% off." And your mom said, "This is commercial. You know, commercial. They just want to make money from you." "Mom, come on, I need one." Okay. Then your mom and you just fight. Okay, just fight. Okay. Then finally, everybody angry at each other. Okay. Then what should we do? What should we do at that moment, at that point? Go back to the Bible. Okay. How many of you have been worked for company? Have worked for company? Okay, good. Did you see a sign on the wall, a sign, right? "I am a boss. I am the number one, I am the boss, right? The number two, if I am wrong, please go to number one, right? If I am wrong, go to number one." So I am a parent. I am a mother, I am a father. If I am wrong, please go to which one? Go to number one. What's the first one? I am mother, I am your mother. Obey, right? Obey, honor. Yeah. In the same way, God tells, I am God. In God, everything is correct. In God, everything is right in God. So we just follow him. Follow whatever Bible teaches us. Go back to Timothy. Timothy, verse 5. "For if a man does not know how to rule his own house," Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, "how will he take care of the church of God?" Okay. So we have to make our house as the house of God. Okay. Then the ideal household will be three characteristics. The first one, Pastor Young just told you last night. The first one is believe in God with the whole family members, right? With all household, believe in God. Like in Acts chapter 16, right? The jailer, his household believe in God. So believe in God, then second, fear God in all household. Fear God in all household. Then the third one, what's the third one? The first one, believe in God. The second, fear God. Then the third, what's the third? Serve God, okay, in all household. So please remember, okay, the number one, believe in God, then fear God. Okay. Then how to fear God? We have to teach our next generation to fear God. Okay. So one day you may have a children, okay, then you will teach your children. And in this generation, in yourself, right now, ask ourselves, do I fear God? Do I fear God at any moment? Okay. How to fear God? Let me share one easy way for you. One easy way. if you want to angry, right? If you want to talk back to your mom or angry with your dad, then you want to say some big words to your mom. You try to, right? Then you say, in the name of Jesus Christ, right? Because you cannot say, in the name of Jesus Christ, angry, I beat you, I hurt you, you know? I just say some big word to you, I want to go to gamble. I will watch an X-ray movie. No, you cannot do that, right? So in the Bible says, whatever you do, in the name of Jesus Christ, okay? So if you carry the name of Jesus with you all the times, everywhere, then you will fear God. Okay, remember, in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay. If you hold a grudge against some brother or sisters, can you say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I hate you? No, you won't do that, right? If you do that, then you will commit a sin. Okay. Commit a 10 commandment, you misuse the name of God. Okay. So carry the name of Jesus with you everywhere, wherever you go, whatever you do, okay, in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, then verse 7, verse 6. Not a newcomer, not a novice, which means newly baptized, lest being puffed up with pride, he fall into same condemnation as the devil. Okay, and then skip to verse 10. But let this also first be tested. Okay, be tested. When we say, okay, after you attend MTS, then you go back to your local church, then you might require your council member. I know everything, so you can arrange me, assign me to give sermon as a sermon speaker, because I know Bible already. Okay, I graduated from NYTS. Then council member say, "Oh, hold on, okay, not yet, okay, too early." I graduated from NYTS, Call Pastor Huang, I have a certificate, see? This is not a fake. This is truly, okay? Signed by Pastor Huang and by Pastor Liang. Then council member say, wait a minute, okay? First, be tested, okay? Because after a couple of months, okay, then you may angry at brothers. You might fight with brothers or sisters, okay? You might see some bad movies, some bad pictures, you might have unbehaved, maybe. Okay, so have to be tested first until your brain is, everything is okay, then they will assign you go up. Okay. How many of you are RE coordinators? Raise your hand, RE coordinators. RE, no? Okay, one. Only one? Okay, how many of you are any group leaders in church? Group, like Bible study, choir, raise your hand. Any leader? Okay. Then if any newcomer, okay, like move from, suppose here in Bowen Park, okay, then he moved from Taiwan, come here to study in the university, and then, oh, it's good, okay, okay, join us, okay. Hey, look at the Bible, be tested first, be tested first, okay. How did you know him or know her, right? Because this is holy work, this is holy work. So holy work, the couple requirements, he has possessed or she has possessed. Be filled with the Holy Spirit, good reputation, right? And have faith, the knowledge of the Bible, okay? So be tested. Okay, then verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of the godliness. Okay. If your Bible is New King James Version, then they have A, B, C, D, E, F, right? A, phrase, God was manifested in flesh. Then B, justified in the spirit. C, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles. D, then E, believed on in the word. Then F, received up in glory. Okay. And this is fulfilled in the New Testament. Okay, so let me write that on the board. Okay, let me read it for you. The sentence A, God was manifested in the flesh. This is recorded in John chapter 1, verse 14. John chapter 1, verse 14. Jesus, the Word became flesh. Word became flesh. John 1 and 14. Write down on your notebook, okay, on your notes. You don't have to turn Bible right now. Then B, justified in the spirit. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. And C, seen by angels because of Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead. Then seen by angels. Matthew chapter 28, verse 2. Matthew chapter 28, verse 2. D, preached among the Gentiles. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 17. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 17. Then E, believe on in the word. Romans chapter 16. Verse 26, 16 and 26. Then F, received up in glory. Luke 24 and 51. 24 and 51 in Luke. Then let's read 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. Chapter 3, verse 13. For those who have served well as deacons obtain for themselves a good standing and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Okay. Now deacons, they serve well and obtain for themselves a good standing and great boldness. What does this mean? Good standing. As you know, on the Sabbath day, the service will start at 11 o'clock, okay. And I'm pastor. And I go to church at 11:20. So the hymn leader, or sing hymn, right, they're waiting for pastor. Then after five hymns, pastor still not come yet. Sing two more. Not come yet. Right? 11:10. Then finally, everybody lost their voice. And then pastor come. And then when pastor come, say, every Sabbath day, we have to be chapel on time. Just right sharp 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, then all the congregations thought, hey, every time you are late, every time when you come to church, when you deliver sermon, you are so late. You never be on time. Then you want us be chapel on time. No way, we can't. See? So pastor lose his standpoint. He will lose his standpoint. No important is, right? But if I'm pastor or any sermon speaker, I be chapel, very early, 10:30, I will be chapel, the church, then you are not to pray, okay? Then I eat a sermon and say, everybody, please, okay? Attend a service on time, Then all the congregations, pastor is right, because he himself set a good example for us, okay? Then we have to follow. It's good, yeah. What he said is right, okay? So, 13, served well as deacons, he obtained a good standing, great boldness. So you as RE teachers, or RE leaders, any group of leaders, be there on time, attend every single service on time, okay? And then dress up yourself properly, okay? Like in chapter 2, right? Okay, we have to dress up properly. If today is a picnic day, today's picnic, okay, then you don't have to dress a suit. Yeah, you don't have to put your necktie, okay? You don't have to, yeah. If today is Sabbath day, then you have to dress up properly, okay, for Jesus. Show your respect. So set an example to all believers, okay? Then you will gain good standing and great boldness. Okay? Then you speak loud. In chapter 4, verse 4. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer, okay. Every meal we have say grace. Okay? What's the purpose of say grace? You know, some people say grace just hallelujah, any name is Christ. Okay, oven. Yeah. And then congregation, what, right? They could not say oven because say grace is so important. That's why we have to everybody come here to practice, right? To say grace, okay. So, what is the purpose of saying grace? Two purposes. First one is to give thanks to God. Then a second one is to sanctified by the word of God. So, what you talk very important, okay? Because it's sanctified by the word of God. So, what you talk is the word of God or not? Important, okay. So we have to take the same grace serious. In verse 7. But reject profane and all wives' fables and exercise yourself toward godliness. 8. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life and the life to come. Okay. So those two verses talk about godliness. Okay. How many of you join any kind of sports? Okay, good. Then let me ask you, how much time, the energy, effort, and dedication you put into your training? Not a time, like a ping pong or baseball, right? Football, any kind of sports. You better put your energy, your time, your dedication to practice. Okay. So in the same way, Paul encouraged Timothy have to exercise, okay, godliness. Okay. Now, the question is, what is godliness? What is godliness? Pastor Liang just gave you answer, right? What is godliness? Three characteristics for godliness. Okay. Think about. Then when you come back afternoon, the first session, then I hope you can answer my question. Okay. What is the godliness? What is godliness? Godliness.